station.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
My parents, there were times I was convinced they'd forgotten my name. Oh, my goodness. That's A-level stuff. I'll do an arena show. The first arena that calls me to do a show, I'm in.
You can do this. But to be more accurate, you probably can't.
Jeff Lutz.
Okay, well, you don't be staying up late waiting for that call, please. What dimension are you living in right now?
Hoo-ah! 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon again, everyone. It's a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, your co-host. Max Power, producing engineering, 869-1240. That is our high hop hotline. Fresh from a week of mixed-up football. We've been picking games a long time. We've never been this poor at it. It must mean that the games are more difficult than ever.
I don't know what it means. It just means we're not as good at it this year. Could mean anything.
What if it means something else? What if it means
we're just not very good at it?
What if it means I'm losing my my abilities?
I don't think you ever had abilities.
But what if it means that?
I'm sure you'll probably figure out a way to get over it, but that's, I don't know. I don't know that yesterday was that mixed up. A lot of the favorites won. Some of the results, like Detroit getting like under 100 passing yards or something and scoring 52 points, the Patriots beating the Jets, some of those, Jameis Winston coming back and guiding a moribund Browns offense into relevance perhaps. Some of that's fairly interesting, but...
Well, we didn't think Baltimore was going to lose.
No, not really.
When you say it's not very jumbled up, I feel like it was really jumbled up.
Outside of that result...
Well, I'll give you another jumble. Did you expect the Eagles to blow away Cincinnati on the road?
I don't know. Cincinnati's
But did
been,
you expect it?
I don't know if that I expected it, but Cincinnati's been terrible, and their defense is terrible.
Did you think the Cardinals would win at Miami?
Who cares?
Did you expect the Patriots to come back and beat the Jets?
They're both 2-6.
But there's no way you could have expected it.
They're both 2-6. They are both bad.
No, there's no way.
There's no result yesterday. Outside of Browns Ravens, it really made you scratch your head.
Well, I don't know about that. Why didn't I do better?
Overthinking it, probably.
Las Vegas threw a wrench into the proceedings.
We should have known. KU doesn't win by double digits.
By scoring late. A meaningless nothing. Typical of Las Vegas.
It wasn't that, I guess it was kind of late. Chiefs ran it out, but... you know, they still had some hope of getting the ball back.
No, they didn't. Not after they didn't recover.
Mathematically, they had some.
You know, they're the Raiders.
I understand.
But anyway, here we are, KU not getting it done against K-State. Or was it K-State getting it done against KU? Are either of those teams really good?
We knew that game was probably going to... And I didn't pick it.
I want to save that for another segment.
I don't know.
I want to get into who are the good teams in the Big 12. It's kind of fun because anybody can beat anybody. But is the Big 12 going to have a
Well, this is what I was talking about.
Snowball's chance? I don't want to talk about it. No, just let me talk.
Wait, I don't
want any of your resolutions.
I want to talk about this
until,
but then I respond. But I don't want to talk about it. But let me talk.
Well,
about it.
I got a whole segment put away for it. So
is it not this segment?
No, it's not this segment. This is our first and 20 segment.
So
I named it
mean?
This because, man, we're not just first and 10. We're looking down the barrel at first and 20.
Yeah.
How am I going to lead us to a first down?
You're not. You already got a penalty. That's why we're set back.
That's the premise of this whole segment.
Are you okay today?
You were offsides twice.
Twice on offense.
And now I got to get us to the first down marker. Why do you ask if I'm okay today?
Just a little much to start the show. Kind of ease into it a little bit.
You're never ready for me.
Well, it's not that I'm not
because
ready.
When
it's...
you get here and you come down and you sit down, I'm usually working or I'm doing something and I'm on my computer. By the way, I can't find a file I could have sworn I created this morning. And if I can't find it, that's a lot of work I got to do.
What'd you create it on?
On Word.
I'll just go into Word and...
Well, I've gone into what you think.
I don't see a Word tab up there or
Dude,
down there on your taskbar.
Right there it is.
Go into.
I'm looking through all my documents.
Go to documents recent in your file folder.
There's no documents recent.
Yeah, there is.
Well, I'll look for it later. I've never heard of documents recent.
Never heard of. And what's the order in there?
Alphabetical.
Hmm.
Or numerical.
Usually if you created a file and didn't save it, it'll automatically kind of save it for you.
I save it to the cloud.
I don't know anything about that.
I got a computer at the office, at the League 42 office, and then I've got this computer. And when I create a file over there and I save it, it's saved to the cloud.
Who showed you how to do that?
Don't worry about it.
I know that wasn't you.
What do you mean?
There's no way that you came up with that on your own.
Well, that's something that's commonplace.
Okay, so who told you that it was commonplace?
Well, I figured it out.
Be honest.
No, I am being honest.
Be real for
you
a
just,
minute.
You just get into the cloud, man.
How do you get into the cloud?
You type cloud and something...
yeah, that's exactly it.
Something comes up and you go for it. I don't know why you have to marginalize me.
I'm not marginalizing you. I just know you.
Well, if I don't know how to do something, I ask.
Right. And you don't know how to...
Do you know how to do it?
I've never had the need to do
it. Would you know how to do it?
I'd probably be able to figure it out.
I doubt it.
There's a simple thing that they have called Google.
I doubt you could do
it. Usually there are step-by-step instructions on how to do things. Especially remedial things. Am I using the word correctly there?
Well, I don't know how remedial it is. I just know I know it's worked like a charm, but for some reason, the file I could have sworn I saved this morning is evading me at the moment. I'll find it.
I would just go into Word and see if something automatically saved. That's probably your best bet at this point, but we'll see.
Don't worry about it.
Not worried.
Nobody asked you your opinion.
I wasn't giving you an opinion. I was giving you advice.
Here's the thing I've really learned. When you're not asked for your opinion, don't offer it.
Really? That's what you've learned?
Yes.
Well, you do offer your opinion when not asked.
Never.
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong? Why are you...
You, like, sunk for a second.
Don't worry about what I
then
do.
Be present.
You're telling me to be present.
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy who's on his phone for 90% of this.
That's not true at all, and you know it. If I'm on my phone, it's because I'm looking something up for you.
I was going to my phone to try to think of something. But now you've got me all flustered.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know what to do. You were over yesterday to help with some of the kitchen remodeling with moving boxes
moving
and tubs.
Stuff.
And today... Well, I don't know that it'll ever end, but we're into the lighting.
We're into the final stages.
We're into the lighting. Did you step in to look?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Have you ever seen so many lights?
One of the guys outside kind of stepped to me a little bit.
What do you mean?
He goes, "Who's this?"
What do you mean, "Who's this?"
That's what he said when I walked in the door. "Who's this?"
Well, good for him. I want these guys watching out for me.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, "I'm the new owner." Thought he knew who I was, but he didn't. The other guy told him. He's like, "Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was an electrician," which maybe I should be.
You wouldn't know the first thing about what to do as an electrician.
Well, I've never been an apprentice. I've never.
Well, why don't you go into that field? It's
trade.
A very high-paying field.
I don't think I really want to.
It'd be... Be great.
Oh,
I've gotten to know a few electricians over the past couple of years.
They're absolutely wonderful people.
We've got the Apple electrical here doing this job.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
And we've worked with several electricians.
That's how it goes.
You don't really care, do you? You don't give a darn.
Define care that you've worked with several electricians.
Don't you want to know more?
No.
See? That's my point.
I do not.
You don't care.
I don't care that deep into the details, no. I care that your kitchen, you're happy that your kitchen looks nice.
Well, you admit it looks nice.
But I don't care who your electricians
are. You admit it looks nice.
That's where I'll stop short of caring.
We didn't get to get a dining room table. We'll get to that this weekend. No rush.
Is there a dining room? It kind of is all...
It's all one place, but
there's
a place under the fan and the light for the dining table.
All right. Maybe we'll come over and have dinner sometime.
You got to get invited first.
Oh, I'm always invited. This is my home.
I have started to think quite highly of you outside of this show.
Why?
But when you're doing the show, I don't. You irritate the heck out of me.
What? Tell me
why
more.
Why is that?
Tell me more about thinking highly of me.
Oh, it's kind of like my dad, and he always thought pretty highly of me. We spent a lot of time together, but my dad was never much of a talker, so we just kind of spent time together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The one thing we could talk about was Cardinals and baseball, but for the most part our time together was watching baseball.
Sure.
Or watching basketball or football or listening to one of those sports or watching one on television.
I understand. I get it.
But later on in life he became my best pal.
Are we best pals?
No.
Okay.
He became my best pal.
Well, you said he was related to that.
You said
you felt a similar connection to me.
I couldn't go anywhere where he wasn't. It was just kind of an odd thing.
Well, maybe we're...
He'd show up at my house.
Finally, he would?
He'd come to...
You'll never show up at my house.
He'd come to where I work.
To do what?
Just hang out.
Really?
A few times, not every day. But he'd come up and hang out, you know, 20 minutes.
So he was bored after retirement, couldn't find something to do with himself.
I don't know if he was bored. I think he just realized that, you know, he was getting older. His health wasn't maybe as good as he'd like it to be, and he wanted to develop that connection or enunciate that connection. You know what I mean?
You're welcome anytime.
I don't know. I don't know if you're as congenial or warm as I was.
Were you warm?
Sure, to my dad.
But he was a warm guy. You're not a warm guy, so
I was.
I can only play to my audience.
I idolized my dad.
He's a good guy by all indications.
That doesn't mean we always saw eye to eye, or that doesn't mean he was, you know, much of my youth he was working and away and working multiple jobs. And
here's a question I've never asked.
The man could do no wrong in my eyes.
What did he think of my mother? Really?
Did you want a serious answer?
Kinda. I've never asked that question. You or her.
Well, there's several things that pop into my brain. They liked her. My dad liked your mother. But there were, you know, your mother and I had some issues
a little friction
at one point.
Yeah, I know. That's why you weren't married for very long.
Well, 5 years, close to it.
Were they like staunchly on your side, like you got to get rid of this devil woman?
No, heavens no. No, nobody could think that about your mother. Your mother was a fine person.
Of course.
But they were certainly in my camp.
Well, that's understandable.
As her parents were in her camp.
I'd have to imagine so. Well, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
I don't know. Everyone here has had volatile relationships with their parents and their parents with their parents. It's just all a never-ending cycle.
What do you mean it's a never-ending cycle?
How far back can you go with dysfunction?
I didn't have a volatile relationship with my dad.
No, but you did with your mom.
Well, sure.
She was a volatile person.
That's okay.
I don't know much about her parents, do you?
No, I didn't meet I met her mother maybe 4 or 5 times in my life and never met her dad, and I don't know that she ever met her dad.
Wild.
So, you know, those are the things we deal with.
It's always, yep.
If we'd have the maturity as a young person that we do as we age, we'd have discovered some of the answers to those forever unknown questions.
Just depends on whether you want to really know them.
I never sat down with my mother and said, what about your dad, man? You ever see him? Never asked that question. Curious about it. Never got around to asking.
It might have been a burden to her to have to answer that question. Or it might have.
Is anything a burden to me?
I don't know. Is it?
Ask me a question.
I don't know. I've asked you plenty of questions.
Have I ever acted like it's a burden?
No, but if someone never had a relationship with their own father, and here's this six-year-old bringing it up.
Well, a six-year-old's not going to bring it up.
You know what I mean? Anybody.
A 20-year-old might, and I didn't. So I'm left to wonder. Right?
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
Or is there anyone out there who does know, who might know?
No, no one's still with us, as far as I know.
Wow. Amazing.
Well, my mother's been gone for... Well,
I know, but she had one other child.
Yeah, I'd have to ask. There might be someone who might know something. But I'll delve into that later.
You don't have to right now.
Well, I'm not going to right now.
I wouldn't right now.
Why are you getting so deep into that?
I don't know, just curious.
I don't like it. Lots to talk about today, including an interview with Wichita Collegiate coach Troy Black. They are in the 3A playoffs, playing really good football right now. I believe they have a rematch with Cheney in the first round.
Is that a first round game? I know that them and Pratt and somebody else, there's a game, I don't mean to get off that, but did you see 7-1 Lewisburg plays Bishop Miege?
Yeah.
Man, in the first round.
Well, that's a fault with this system. I also see that, you know, I had this, I think of strange things, man, when I'm sleeping or near sleep. And it bothers me greatly. This playoff system that we have now, many would say it's better than what we used to have. Maybe it is. But where it lacks is that we've got Wichita North. They're not even the 16th seed.
No. Yet.
They're terrible, and they have always been terrible, at least for the last couple of decades, for the most part. And they have to go to Manhattan to play Friday night. And what is a trip that no one, I'm not inside the brains of the North coaching staff or their players or their parents, but I can't imagine any of them are saying, oh boy, let's get on that bus and head up to Manhattan.
No, that's not going to be a fun trip.
So my proposal is create some first round buys in this system so that
we had a decent system with district play that weeded out the teams that didn't necessarily belong in the postseason. We didn't have to endure matchups like Derby Campus and North Manhattan.
I'm not even going to mention poor Campus because I'm a Derby guy, you know.
Well, that is the 1-16 game.
It is, and Campus doesn't stand a chance. But they got to go 7 miles. North has to get in the bus and travel to Manhattan.
Yeah, that's bad.
So here's what I thought.
By the way,
North should just play with 12 men on the field at all times. The Kansas State High School Activities Association thinks so little of North and teams like them that they put North and others like them in this horrible spot. So as a point of objection, and they should play with 12 men on the field, no matter how many times the referee flags them. They should make it, isn't this something?
Think about it. Well, that would be every play.
Yes. So they should do it until the referees stop the game.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it. Why not?
What do you think of that idea?
I'm okay with it.
I can't believe that. I can't believe you're okay with that.
Well, what other solutions?
I'm going to mention it to Troy Black.
Could we possibly have? Collegiate plays Colby.
Oh, Colby.
The winner of that play is likely Cheney.
Okay. Collegiate at home against Colby.
Yes.
So Colby has to make a 17-hour round trip.
But at least they're 4-4, not hopeless. I mean, they're not going to beat Collegiate, but
we'll see. We'll talk with Troy Black next, Wichita Collegiate football coach, all over the place on 1st and 20. That's the beauty.
You never know.
The beauty of 1st and 20. First down. Bob and Jeff.
I think so.
We'll be back after this.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Troy Black from Wichita Collegiate. The Spartans are rolling right now. They've won 4 in a row, and they are 7-1 over. Oh, it's 2:45.
Whoops.
That's my bad. I said, you know, you need to be on top of that, Jeff.
I do? How do you figure?
Well, I said that we'd talk to him after the break, but that's my fault.
Yeah, it is.
I'll take full responsibility.
We'll talk to him. It'll just be after the next break.
Well, we'll talk to him when I'm ready to talk to him.
You seemed ready.
I did seem ready. What I was doing there was rehearsing.
Hang on to those questions you had for Troy Black.
I was rehearsing.
Troy's a big Chiefs fan.
Well, there's a lot of those. That doesn't set him apart.
He likes to complain about them on Twitter, but I don't have Twitter anymore, so I don't see his posts.
Why does he complain about them?
I don't know. He's just one of those. He's a coach, right? He's like, we can always get better. We can always improve. This isn't what we're looking for. But they're 7-0 and coming off 2 Super Bowls.
Well, they haven't looked. They've continued to look.
They're 7-0.
Well, I get it, but you've watched them.
They haven't been great, but a win is a win is a win, and they don't have anything to prove to anybody.
No, they don't. But I watch them, and then
that's basically what they were in the playoffs last year. They hung in, and then they made a play when they really needed to, or something, or the other side made a mistake. That's what the Chiefs have. Generally,
I don't want to talk Chiefs right now.
Avoided.
I got them slated for another segment.
Well, we can talk anything in any segment.
No, I've got it slated.
Since when have we slated anything on this show?
Today I started the slate. And I want to talk about the Big 12. Right now you have BYU and Iowa State, both undefeated in the conference. BYU ranked 9th, Iowa State 11th, K-State ranked 17th, Colorado ranked 23rd. Those are clearly the superior teams. A couple weeks ago, we weren't sure there were just 4. We thought maybe, what about this Texas Tech club? What about Cincinnati? Is Arizona State kind of doing something? Arizona, Utah, KU, and Oklahoma State have been major disappointments.
We thought they might
be. None of them are any good.
No, they're all terrible.
KU's terrible.
They have a terrible record, and if you can't win, again, if you're not winning, you are what your record says, right, Bill Parcells? So they're 2-6 or whatever.
What's this conference all about? What am I to make of it? Is it just 4 good teams and then a major drop off to nothing?
Well, it seems
that's how it looks now.
It seems
2 weeks
like
ago I was telling people Tim Fitzgerald. I was telling people, and they were telling me, wow, this conference is just top to bottom. It's crazy. It's not. It's 4 teams.
There you go. The cream rises to the top. The good teams separate themselves somehow from the rest of the teams over the course of the season. Now, usually it might be 1 or 2 teams, but since this is a 16-team conference with unbalanced schedules and who knows who's playing who each week, then you have 4.
Right. That's what I just said without all the words.
I think I made sense of it pretty well.
I lost you. I think you were going in the right direction.
Instead of 1 or 2 teams separating themselves, it's 4. Does that make sense?
It is 4.
Although, has Colorado separated itself? Let's delve into their...
Well, they've only lost to K-State.
Schedule.
And their schedule has not been horribly difficult. They have beaten UCF, Baylor, Arizona, Cincinnati. They've got games remaining with Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State. Pretty much three of the four teams we just talked about and being tremendous underachievers.
And they're going to win all those.
They are going to win all those. Although they got to go to Kansas.
They got to go to Arrowhead. That's not really going to Kansas.
I'm not quite ready to just dismiss KU. They should have won that game the other night.
Well, dismiss
them
for what?
They went to Manhattan and should have won the game. Here's the problem with them.
They should have won three or four games.
Here's the problem with them. You want to know the problem?
Finishing?
Whereas Devin Neal, to me, is one of the best running backs in the country, it's almost like they don't acknowledge him as being that. Meanwhile, on the K-State side, they're giving it to Giddens all the time, and he's killing people. KU has that firepower, has that same kind of back. But Devin Neal doesn't seem to get the he's carried the ball 130 times in how many games have they played? 8 games.
Yeah, that's 15 a game, maybe.
You want to know how many times Giddens has? Write that down. Gosh darn it.
130. I won't remember this.
130 for 758, 5.8 yards per carry, okay? Now, let's compare that to Giddens for Kansas State, who's, in my mind, the same kind of back. They're both excellent. Giddens has, gosh darn it.
He didn't get many carries last week.
What do you mean he didn't get many carries last week?
So his number might be a little
He has skewed. Carried the ball 145 times.
So twice more a game.
Three more times a game. For 945.
They've played 8 games. It's two more times a game.
6.5 yards per carry.
What are you trying to illustrate here?
They need to give Neal the ball more. He's their best offensive weapon. They don't have a quarterback who's playing as well as Avery Johnson. And I'm not even saying Avery Johnson's playing as well as I thought he would be playing. I'm just saying that KU's quarterback is not playing that well.
Jalen Daniels, but he's gotten better. He's improved.
He's still not playing. How do you fumble the ball in the situation where he put it on the grass the other day? Late in the game, terrible. And then you get the ball back with a chance, and you can't pick up a blitz? K-State just annihilates you with their blitz. It was aggravating, and I'm not cheering for either team. I don't care. But it drove me nuts.
I can see that.
I'm not going to ask you the $10 million question.
It's been...
I'm not going to ask you that question. Because I know what the answer will be.
What's the question?
You know what the question is.
It's been that kind
of... it'll drive me to drink if I get the answer I know I would get.
Man, I try. But that was late. I wasn't even awake for that.
It was a 7 o'clock kickoff.
No, I don't think so.
Of course it was.
You sure about that?
And I watched the World Series, but I also flipped back and forth. And I watched the end, the last quarter of the KUK State game in full.
Sometimes I want to hang out with my wife.
That's not a good enough answer.
And she's not going to be present in the moment if I've got a football game on. Right? She's
okay,
not.
Okay, describe present and in the moment.
Not reading.
What you can say on a family show. Describe what present and in the moment
like
mean.
Like sitting with me, kind of talking about what we're watching, not reading, not having an audio book.
About what we're watching?
Yeah.
You actually talk about what you're watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am gonna hook you up to a lie detector test. That is the most. Look at you smile.
What?
That is the
Doesn't
most.
Doesn't everybody talk
lie.
About what
you're
they're
not
watching?
You're not a talker. You're not a talker.
I'm not a.
Yesterday
I'm not like.
I texted. Are you coming over to help us move? Well, Shannon's got a. I forgot to tell her. Why didn't you tell her that while you're having these moments?
I just didn't. She was gone Thursday, Friday, and I just forgot.
But Saturday, when you're home and the KUK State's game's on, that's the time to really talk. That's the time
about what we're watching.
What were you watching?
Dateline.
Dateline.
Yeah.
Dateline.
We like talking about Dateline.
Over the World Series.
I watched some of the World
Series. And over KUK State.
Again, I don't care about the World Series.
And over KUK State.
Yeah, I kind of forgot they were on, but then I started paying attention to it later on.
You liar. There's
no, I did. I watched a few plays because it comes up on ESPN, the app, you know?
Lie.
You don't even have to start playing it.
Lie.
I'm not lying.
You know I'm right.
No, I'm not. No, you're not.
I raised you.
I didn't watch most of the game. That's correct.
Okay. Phrase that another way.
What am I going to watch
tonight? Did you watch any of the game?
Yeah, a little.
Lie.
Little. A little bit.
That's a lie.
Because it was on the app. It was on the ESPN app when you opened the app. So I watched a little bit of it.
Well, I'll be the standard bearer here on this show that watches KU and K-State.
I know. And I hate when you do that and make me look bad. And make other people think.
You probably were dreading. Here's what you should do, as I've told you many times. Go watch the highlights.
I probably should do that.
There's a 7-minute highlight.
I usually like to watch the full highlights, like the 20-minute ones.
Well, watch that. And that's a lie.
No, that's true.
No, I can tell by the way.
I've absolutely done that on multiple occasions.
Lie.
I'm not lying.
I am a human lie detector.
Well, you're wrong on this one.
I am because I can tell.
No, you can't.
Tell me something. I'll tell you whether it's a lie or not.
We got $500 back on our insurance adjustment stuff for our roof.
I believe that.
That's a lie.
It is?
Yeah.
Tell me one more.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Our cat's been...
Lie.
I didn't even finish the sentence.
If you're laughing about it, it's a lie.
It's funny. Maybe
no,
it's
you said that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one to think about and remember.
That your cat's doing well? That's tough?
No, it's tough because she wasn't before. Now she is.
Lie.
We got her fixed
Tell
up.
Tell me one more.
I've done 7.
One more.
I'll probably go get a new tattoo this weekend.
Lie.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
See? There's no way you're getting a new tattoo.
No, I don't have enough money.
Right. So just forget about it.
Someday, though.
But KU Pat
what
has
about
to
him?
Be beside himself.
He's probably going to give up his tickets.
Has he said that?
He says it all the time, as Skinner pointed out. But then Pat came back harshly, so I won't submit that into the record. I take that back, Pat.
So what we've had happen in the Big 12 is that we've consolidated 16 teams into 4. And those are the only 4 teams now that are interesting, which is a shame because I thought we were headed for more than that.
Yeah,
and,
but
I don't even know.
They're not good enough. These teams aren't good enough to be more than that. They're not the SEC where Georgia can lose to Alabama, but Alabama loses to Vanderbilt who beats somebody, and then Texas plays them tough, and then Texas loses to Georgia.
Here's the problem with it. Sometimes you just start rambling.
No, I'm not rambling. I'm making a point that when there's a 2-loss SEC team.
So this week you've got Texas Tech at Iowa State. That doesn't do much for me. K-State at Houston. The other teams, Colorado and BYU, they have bye weeks. That's what's happening this week. No real interesting game in the Big 12. They're just kind of all dogs. Then on the following week, you have BYU at Utah. We thought, oh, that game, unbelievable game, terrible game.
Here's what we're going to do.
Iowa State at Kansas, Colorado at Texas Tech. Nothing really good there. Then you go out to week 12. And here's what you have on week 12 in the Big 12. I'm trying to find the games that are going to interest people.
There aren't.
You've got Kansas at BYU, Cincinnati at Iowa State, Arizona at Kansas State, Arizona State at Kansas State, Utah at Colorado. Nothing. Nothing there.
Okay.
No, they're not very good.
But since they're all at the
But none of the four are playing each other.
Teams. Right.
And then finally, the week of the final week, November 23rd, still none of the contenders are playing each other. So of the four teams we talked about, none of them play each other.
They could all win out. What we're going to do...
Isn't that boring? The Big 12 has now become boring.
No, it hasn't. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to, at the top of the hour, we're going to make our... We're going to pick our 12-team playoffs right now.
Kansas State does play Iowa State. So we do have that. That's coming up on the 30th of November.
Or at least I'm going to do mine.
We're going to do what?
We're going to make each our 12-team playoffs and see how much.
Well, that's easy. I mean, there's nothing to it.
Are you putting two Big 12 teams in there?
The word "some" will be in our music this week, our song.
Yeah, sometimes. It's not really the same. But
yeah, that's good. Matt, here's Troy Black from Wichita Collegiate. They are at home against Colby in the first round of playoffs coming up Friday night. Troy, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
So we want to get deep into your team, but I want to quickly talk to you about a scenario that I have in my brain. Because I don't think we've ever settled on a really good playoff system in the state of Kansas, and I don't think this one's very good either. So in 6A, you've got Wichita North, which, bless their hearts, they try to field a team. They just don't have enough kids there who play football. So they continually lose. And they get to go to Manhattan to face a very good team on Friday night. And here's my idea, and you'll probably scoff at this being a strict follower of the rules, but I would tell North to always play with 12 men on the field and until the referees stop the game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, hey, we got away with it once this year. We had 12 guys on the field, and they didn't call it, so they're not going to call it. Go for it. Do it.
Well, I'm saying every play.
Yeah, hey. They got to do something, you know.
A form of protest is what I'm talking about.
I got to be careful.
All right, let's get.
Yeah, I haven't figured out what's going on either. It's crazy.
Let's talk about your team because you lost a game to Andale on September 27th, 47-6, and I think we all. I'll profess to being guilty. I said, well, Collegiate has their pretty good team, but they're not in the class of probably Andale or Cheney or some of the real powerhouses. Well, you went to Pratt the following week against a really good Pratt team, and you won by 30. You've allowed a total of 19 points in the four games since that loss to Andale. You beat Cheney 31-7. What's going on?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, they're playing kind of what we thought they would be doing. Just for some reason against Andale, we just can never put that together. But to their credit, you know, that game did not get them down. And they came back, you know, next week. Like I said, we played, you know, had to play an undefeated Pratt team. And the kids had a great week of practice and just went out and executed. And to be honest, when we execute and do what we're supposed to do, I feel really good about what kind of team we have, and it's when we kind of go off track and, you know, don't execute, don't pay attention to the little details that, you know, we're not going to be as good. I mean, we're good, but we have to play really good and do things the right way. And I think they're starting to kind of figure that out, you know, by what we did against that team in Clearwater. And I mean, they've been doing a really good job. So their confidence level is starting to rise up and you know, we still don't have a lot of depth. I mean, that's the other thing against Andale too, is they got so many guys that play, and you know, I counted today we pretty much play 18 guys, and you know, but you know, against Andale you just can't make mistakes, and we seem to always do something early, and then we're down, and then it just shuts down. But I'm real proud of the guys, how they bounced back and been playing.
Yeah, I'm sure you want a 7-win season to be rewarded on some level. And, you know, Colby, their team, unlike you, that won 4 early and has lost 4 recently. So they're kind of entering, stumbling a little bit. But then if you win that, you might play Cheney. And then if you win that, you might play Andale. So I know you're not looking at the 3-game possibility, but I wouldn't imagine that there are many years where it works out that you guys would all meet before the semis.
Oh yeah, I mean, when you started looking at it, and it was confusing because they changed it, you know, kind of mid-season how they were going to do the playoffs. And actually, Dylan Schmidt sent me what they configured what was going to happen. And once we saw what could happen, it was like, man, we might end up. At one time, it looked like we could play Clearwater. And so then you're playing Clearwater, Cheney, and Andellers. That's almost half our regular season to begin with. So, you know, it is what it is. We, you know, eventually you're going to have to play them at some point in time. And you're right. It's just unfortunate that there's not a way to weigh strength of schedule and some of that and you know, get some of those games later in the year. But, you know, it is what it is. And Colby's, you know, they throw the ball all over. They're a good little football team. It's a tough matchup for us in round one. I mean, I know they got fourth in their district, and I don't know if you looked at that, but I would love for somebody to explain to me how they got fifth in their district, but they're in the playoffs. But that's for another day and another time, I guess. But it's they're a good football team, and then of course you got Cheney, which obviously, you know, they're not going to be like they were when we played them if we get that chance. And so yeah, it's a tough road, and 3A is tough. I mean, there are times where it's like, whew, man, 3A, it's once you make the playoffs, you're going to battle somebody almost every week.
Troy Black, our guest, Wichita Collegiate head football coach. The Spartans at home Friday against Colby. You said it is what it is, and I've been around a long time, and we've been saying that about the playoffs forever. It is what it is. But to have you and Andale and Cheney and Pratt basically in the same bracket, it's so unbalanced. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Can anybody raise a stink about this, or is it just what it is and we just have to go along with it and this is the way we operate?
Well, I think people will after they've seen this. I think they'll be hopefully, you know, look at it and reconsider and try to come up, because there's got to be another way to do it. I know if we raise a stink, nothing's going to happen, but, you know, hopefully some of the other schools will do it. But yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to, you know, I don't know. It didn't even make sense. The manual came out and said one thing, and then halfway through the season, it's something else. And it was confusing all the way till the very end. And so hopefully they'll all sit down after it's over and look at it and, you know, try to come up with a little bit of tweak here and there to where you're not, you know, I mean, not only are all those teams good, but we all just played each other, and then we're all going to play each other again. And, you know, back in the old days, it used to be, well, we're going to match everybody by, you know, region and geographical and all that good stuff. And, you know, that's kind of thrown out the window now. So it's like, okay, well, once we get in there, let's, you know, there's got to be a better way to seed everybody than just how you placed in your district and, you know, yada, yada from there on. So I don't know. I don't have an answer, but I really hope that they sit down and look at it, because it is a shame, because there's a lot of good teams that are going to be done after 1 or 2 weeks and you know, not get a chance to keep playing.
Yeah, so you talked about basically playing 18 guys, and just wanted to kind of understand the method behind that. How do you coach those guys? How do you make sure they're getting enough, you know, instruction on both sides of the ball? And then aside from that, how do you kind of build depth if you need it? If there's an injury, how do you make sure that whoever that next man up might be is ready?
Well, our JV team has been really good. They just went 6-1. Since I've been the head coach, our JV program is 38-5. And so we got our young guys get coached up, and by this time of year, they're actually helping us. They become the scout team, and they're doing a phenomenal job. So if we get some guys that go down, we got some dudes to plug in, which is good. And we've had to do that over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, just being a 2A program, we spend half our practice on offense and then turn around and spend half our practice on defense. And, you know, last couple weeks, we've been running 2 offenses against a scout D, which gives us some young guys some work. And so kind of develop that depth that way. Defensively, kind of the same thing. You know, we've kind of put the best offense we can up there. And then we wrote, you know, the guys that we know that can play and are ready to play, even our backups get reps. And so that's kind of how we've had to do it. We be a little deeper in some spots, and we haven't quite developed. But in the last few weeks, some guys have really come on, especially up front on the offensive defensive line. You know, we got a kid named David Chagy, who's a basketball player here, who's 6'7", 250, never played football. And early in the year, he didn't get any playing time, but he's actually given us some good minutes on defense and is doing a really nice job. And we've got a couple other guys that have fallen in that. A kid named Gavin Turo, who didn't even, you know, was a JV guy week one. Now he's a young kid and he's a big kid. But, you know, the other night he started at guard. He's been playing offensive tackle. He's played defensive tackle and is doing a really nice job. So we've had some guys as the season's progressed develop to where we can play them on Friday, and they're doing a good job. They're pushing some guys for time, and they're letting us get some guys off the field because we are playing. You know, most of our guys are playing both ways and don't give them any breaks. Our young guys have done a good job of filling in on special teams, so we've been able to get some of our guys off of there too. But so we've got a little more depth than it seems, but really the core group's 18 guys. And, you know, every Monday we have a JV game, and we got 18 guys at film and 18 guys at walkthrough on Monday. And so they've done a great job, and the young guys are coming along, and they're doing a good job of helping us out.
Troy Black with us. We'll let you go here in a minute. I'm sure you have to get to practice, but you've developed a really good passing game and a quarterback and a receiver who seem to have developed some chemistry. Tell us about that with Harrison Simon and Sebastian Hines Turner.
You know, that Harry, you know, is a very good athlete. I mean, he's not a natural quarterback, and early he struggled, and in the Pratt game is when it just connected, and man, he blew up in the Pratt game. Then the next week played Clearwater, and he kind of resorted back to the early season, Harry. But then the last couple weeks, he's back. And I think it's just a matter of time, you know, spending time with him, teaching him how to read coverages and understanding our passing game. You know, he went from receiver, which you would think, hey, that'd be easy. But it's been a little transition for him. And he's the kid's not a big, tall kid, and he can run. So it's just been, I think, just the repetitions and staying with him and him, you know, studying and doing things a little bit better. And then our receiving core, we got four great receivers. You know, Seabass has, you know, had a great game against Cheney. You know, the other night he only had two catches, but Marcus Gorgeous had, you know, seven catches for 100 and some yards. A.J. Batista's had a great game here and there for us. Roman Harani against Cheney had a big game. So we've got four guys that we can get the ball to. It's just a matter, and actually that's really been our, you know, we pass block really well, and we haven't run the ball very well, but that's, you know, Harry coming around in our receiving group and the line blocking for him has really been a blessing, because that's something that we didn't think we were going to be able to do well, and we've done a really good job with it. And I wish we could run it just a little bit better, because, you know, a day like today where the wind's blowing 300 miles an hour in Kansas, you know, at some point in time you're going to have to run the football a little bit. And so that's something we're still working on and hoping we can keep getting better if we get to keep playing.
Troy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Good luck against Colby and on into the depths of the 3A playoffs. We'll catch up with you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Troy Black from Wichita Collegiate, our guest. We've got an hour left. We'll be back with that hour after this.
Okay. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We'll get into the World Series a little bit later in the show, but the Chiefs make another acquisition coming off another win. They get a pass rusher from the Patriots. No idea if he's any good.
He was good a couple years ago.
So, I mean, they just keep looking for ways to get better.
I'm sure they will continue to do that. Their left tackle situation might need addressing at some point.
Well, at some point, they'll have to do something. DeAndre Hopkins was fine yesterday.
Travis Kelce was very good.
Well, Travis Kelce's been good a lot.
He has. He looks kind of slow, but he's still producing.
Well, he's an older gentleman. He's doing fine.
I agree.
But anyway, they win yesterday and improved to 7-0. And I don't know when they're going to lose.
I don't know that they will lose.
But shouldn't they lose?
I don't know what it takes for them to lose. We've seen Patrick Mahomes throw interceptions. We've seen him not have very good games. We've seen receivers go down. We've seen Travis Kelce not be that involved. We've seen running backs go down. I mean, what is it going to – how will they lose? Give me that formula.
They'll lose because somebody will get hot, although their schedule isn't that difficult. But they let the Raiders hang around.
Not really. It's 27-13 late.
But it was 20-13, and then they scored. And, yeah, the Raiders hung around in that game. And don't think – I hate to ask you this question.
I watched a lot of that game. I flipped it over from the Pacers.
Liar.
Because I thought the Pacers were in good shape.
Liar.
They lost in overtime.
Are you lying?
A bunch of garbage.
Why do you pick teams that are bad?
They're not bad. They're just playing bad.
They're not good.
They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, I'll have you remember. Anyway, they're not going to let another team get hot because their defense is so good, and I don't think it matters. I don't think they'll lose a game. That's going to be the icing on top of the cake.
They have
for
the Buccaneers coming in next week. Then they have the Broncos coming in. Then they go to Buffalo. Now that game, which by the way is currently scheduled for a late CBS game on Sunday afternoon, we'll probably have the Jets against the Jaguars as a Sunday night game. What a joke. Come on. The Chiefs and Buccaneers are the late game next Monday.
So that'd be a Monday night game.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to play a lot of nationally televised games.
Why aren't
games
they playing the Bills on a late game?
Maybe they'll flex it. I don't know how that works.
Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns. They have the Texans. Noon game. Noon start.
So? Somebody's got to play at noon.
They're at 7:20 against the Chargers.
No, there's your Sunday night game or whatever. Monday night, whatever it happens to be. Thursday night. Who knows?
There aren't even very many games left on the schedule that they could lose.
That's my point. So I just don't.
We all were all over Baltimore. Oh, that team. Come on, they lost to Cleveland.
They did. They blew it though. They had interceptions fall out of their hands.
But they lost to Cleveland.
Cleveland's not Cleveland now without Deshaun Watson. They're a real football team.
Maybe. Still to be determined on that one.
I don't know if it's still to be determined. Jameis Winston is like going from me to you at quarterback. You to me at quarterback.
Thank you, yes. That was very well put. As long as you consider me to be a very biggest step above. But I still think the NFC is where the Chiefs' trouble will come from because the NFC's markedly better than the AFC. Right.
Okay. Line them up.
Let me talk like I talk. Nobody wants to hear the way you address things.
So you think the Chiefs will only be challenged in the Super Bowl? That kind of proves my point.
I do. I think Buffalo's good and getting better.
They're fine.
No, I think they're good and getting better.
They're okay.
They're good and getting better. Fine. By the way, I won my fantasy game against the guy who leads the league yesterday.
Good.
You're not even a factor.
I had guys go off and still lost because they had more guys go off.
You're not even a factor.
I scored a lot of points.
Doesn't matter. Did you win?
No, I don't think so.
I beat the guy who'd only lost one time.
Really?
I'm not sure who that guy is.
Nobody knows.
But anyway, Buffalo's good and getting better. But in the NFC, Detroit looks like, boy, Detroit and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Come on, man. Just make it happen. That's the one that we want to see.
That's the one?
That's the one we want to see. There's no one else. There's nothing else. I don't want to see Green Bay and the Chiefs. Don't care.
It's not as interesting.
I don't want to see the Vikings. I don't want to see the Eagles. I don't want to see the Commanders.
What if it was the Commanders?
I'm starting to develop a little bit of a thing for the Commanders.
Yeah, until they lose.
No, I'm starting to develop a little bit.
Everybody likes Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but I'm starting to develop. Do I need to repeat it?
Who's their receiving core?
McLaurin, I don't know. I haven't followed them that
Who
close.
Who caught the Hail
Who was
Mary?
That guy?
Noah Brown, former Cowboy, former Texan, making his way around the league.
It's not like I'm an expert on the Commanders.
And you know, I was watching.
Did you see those uniforms yesterday?
Yeah, I did. They were black.
I liked
and
them.
And I was watching that because I watched the Chiefs. Thank you.
I liked them. You got a pretty good running game with several guys who can contribute. You got a decent tight end. Your receiving core is not great yet.
But you're going to make it great because you have a great quarterback.
No, that's not how that works.
I believe that that is exactly how that works.
Is Mahomes making his receiving core great?
He's making it better than it would be.
But is he making it great for a while?
He did last year. They won the Super Bowl.
He got hot in the playoffs, yes. And he's tremendous. He finds ways. That's all he needs to do.
He's gotten his
money. No one has ever been more in sync with their team than Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know how to judge that, but I'll take your word for it.
Just trust me. Trust me.
Okay.
I watch games.
What did I just say?
I don't sit around watching Dateline.
No, we like watching our Dateline.
Talking to my wife. Did you see how he strangled her, honey?
No, they don't show.
That's not what I do. I don't show strangulations.
We mostly make fun of it.
Of the strangulations?
No, of just the way the stories are reported, the things people say. It's high comedy at times.
Really? And you guys are just... the banter is rich.
Can be.
I don't know why that surprises you. I can't see you talking about Dateline.
We like Dateline.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Who doesn't like Dateline?
I've never watched Dateline. Well, not never, but I don't watch it.
Murder mysteries, man. That's all it is.
The Commanders and the Eagles coming up November 14th. That's interesting.
That'll be one to watch.
The Commanders and the Steelers on November 10th.
Anytime you say Steelers, I just yawn.
Well, they're 5-2. I don't know what to tell you.
They're going
to
be 6-2.
I know you yawn, and I know you don't care about them.
That's a team that the Chiefs might be a bad matchup for because their defense is also very good.
They've got a tough schedule. The Steelers have the Commanders next, or after the Giants. Then the Ravens. They go to Cincinnati. They go to Philadelphia. They go to Baltimore. They have the Chiefs. They're going to lose some ball games.
Probably.
But I like them, but they're going to lose some ball games.
They might, or they might wear all these teams down with their defense and game management.
I like Mike Tomlin.
Everybody likes Mike Tomlin.
You don't.
I don't.
You think he's overrated. You don't like the team.
I didn't know that I said that.
You've said that numerous times on this show.
Well, find one for me. Go back into the archives and
you've always said
pull
that,
that out.
The Steelers don't do anything for you.
They don't. But that doesn't mean I don't like their coach. He's only doing what he can with the personnel that he's given.
No, he's the guy that gets the personnel.
He's not the GM.
Of course he is. He might as well be.
No.
You don't think they put this team around him because of his strengths as a defensive-minded coach?
I think he's an offensive-minded coach also.
Hmm.
He had Ben Roethlisberger as one of the most productive quarterbacks in the league for a long time and won Super Bowls and got to Super Bowls. Omar Khan, of course, is the GM of the Steelers.
Had to look it up. And now acting like you know something.
He worked his way up the organization. Hired in 2001. Good grief. He was 24.
That's why that organization. That's why that organization is strong.
I should have got in on an NFL team out of college.
There's a lot of things you should have done.
I'd be a GM of an NFL
team. The problem is college took you 12 years.
By the time you were ready to roll...
You were 35.
All those jobs had been filled.
Right.
It's too bad.
By the way, speaking when you said college, it reminded me of Dean Radigan and Dr. James Radigan, a longtime guy that cared about students. And he was there when I started. He was actually there long before I started at Wichita State. He started there in 1965. And one of the great connections that I had with him is that my Aunt Phyllis, you remember Aunt Phyllis?
I do.
Was a good friend of his. And she was a in the education department, a professor of education. And I remember her talking about Jim Rattigan, who passed away yesterday, a lot when I was a young kid. And then to get to know him a little bit, well, maybe even more than a little bit, I would say that we became fairly good friends. He just called me less than probably 3 months ago.
Wow.
Just to check in. Was always supportive of me. And trust me, people, that doesn't make me special, because he was supportive of everyone who attended Wichita State. And was very sorry to see the news that he had passed. And our condolences to the family of Jim Rattigan. And he's got several buildings there that carry his name, including the Student Center, which aptly so.
Absolutely. The Rattigan Student, the RSC, we called it.
I can't even remember what it was called when I went to school there. Don't remember.
I don't know.
But it's the same building.
Yeah, well, it's highly...
They've renovated it.
Renovated, yeah. That's the
well, sure, they've renovated.
Highly renovated.
Well, it was almost 50 years ago I went there.
Renovated beyond belief.
I don't know about that.
Pretty much.
I went to school. I went into that building. It was called the CAC. That's it. The Campus Activity Center.
There you go.
And we spent a lot of time in that building.
I spent a little time in that building.
When I should have been in class.
Yeah, I never smartened up to going there instead of going to class.
Well, we went there and played a lot of pool and snooker. And it was easy for the weak-minded, which describes me and my friends very well. It was easy for the weak-minded to say, oh, it's about 9:20. Maybe you ought to, let's play. Let's rack them up. Rack them up.
I feel you.
I can't tell you how many times I heard those words.
Yeah, I get it.
It wasn't, let's put them away and go to class. It was rack them up.
Yeah, I wish I'd thought of that.
No.
We just had McChickens in the parking lot.
Well, I would have killed you because you're wasting my money.
It was not a great look, but
I was wasting my money.
Right.
My parents had nothing to say. They couldn't have come to me and said, hey, Bob, by the way, why aren't you going to class? You know what my answer would have been? Mom and Dad, sit down.
I apologize for that, but...
No, you don't.
Yeah,
Mom and Dad, sit down. Here's why. Because I'd rather play pool. That's a dumb answer, but I would have gotten away with it. And they wouldn't have had any comeback.
Nope, not at all.
Because they could look at their checkbook and not see one dime coming out of that.
And you saw at $12-13 a semester.
No, so, that's false.
So yeah, I get it.
No, that's false.
Come out of your coffers.
It was not cheap to even in those days. Much cheaper than it is now, but compared to what I was making.
Yeah, because now it's unaffordable for most people. Which is unfortunate.
Well, there's a lot of people going.
Yeah, a lot of people with a lot of loans. They're going to be paying them back for a long time.
Well, that's not my problem. I didn't have a loan.
You didn't need one.
The money I made went to two things. Three.
Maybe four. Maybe one.
No, they went to my rent. Because I moved out of my house in Derby.
Car and
when
food.
When I was 19.
It.
Car and
food. Yep.
Is beer a food?
What life do you think you led? Because I don't think you did.
What do you mean I don't think I did?
I think there's a.
I didn't lead a life?
I think there's a depiction of your life that you think you had, but was far different from what you actually did.
In what way?
I don't think you were just out there drinking all the time. I just don't believe that.
Not all the time.
Well, you have beer. Is beer food? Like, that's all you did.
No, I didn't mean to insinuate that. I did a lot.
It seems like you should have been working.
I did work a lot.
Then when did you have time to drink a lot?
After work.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, you don't have to tell me anything.
If you want the clean version of my life, go somewhere else. I'm not here to give that to you.
You're giving me the parents...
No, I'm giving you the truth.
Parent advisory.
Right.
Explicit content.
And I don't... You know, you may it may not make you happy or proud or whatever.
I'm fine with it.
But you need to deal with reality.
How come we didn't pick our 12-team playoff?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll do it later. I'm not interested in it anymore.
Well, you already put down your teams.
I already did.
I got things to talk about.
Like what? What's our...
Well, we covered a lot of it.
What did you have slated for our next
segment? When
we
come back, we're going to talk about the World Series. Game 3 tonight at Yankee Stadium. Dodgers have taken a commanding 2-0 lead. What do the Yankees have to do, outside of Aaron Judge getting a hit or two, to get back into this thing? We'll talk about it next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
869-1240, brought to you, of course, by IHOP. Your house faves available all week long, Monday through Friday, for $6. All right, World Series tonight. Yankees have to have this one. Going down 0-2 is bad enough. Walker Buehler and Clark
Schmidt. They kind of have to win all three in New York.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They got to get this one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Aaron Judge. You know how I feel about legacy and postseason, and if you don't do it in the postseason, what have you really done? That's kind of...
What if you single-handedly almost get your team to the postseason?
That's kind of where I am, you know.
Did that do anything for you?
Yeah, it's fine. He's 6-for-40 in the postseason. He has one extra base hit. Actually, three. A couple homers. He's hitting 150. With a 6.05 OPS. He's sandwiched in the middle of that lineup between Soto and Stanton, who are doing everything they can do and more. I mean, Stanton with both have OPSs above 1,000. And it just all comes to a skid when Judge hits.
Striking out too much, swinging and missing a lot, which is a little abnormal. He doesn't swing and miss as much during the regular season as he has been during the postseason. So he's not seeing the ball. There's something mental. I don't know what it is, but he's not the same guy.
Well, I like the guy. I do like Aaron Judge, and I feel bad for him.
What do you like about him? He's never said a word to anybody.
I like the way he carries himself. I like him. He's certainly better than Josh Naylor.
What's wrong with Josh Naylor?
Josh Naylor.
Why'd you bring him into the equation?
I don't know. I don't care for him.
That's unfortunate.
Of course, Guardian first baseman who looks to be on the trade block. Apparently, they don't like him that much either.
Well, we don't need him, so let's move on.
Who's playing first for
Kyle Manzardo or David Fry or both?
You've been swooning over Kyle Manzardo for so long.
He had a decent postseason.
I don't even want to hear it anymore from you.
Okay. I don't want to hear it from me either, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you're even mentioning it.
Go get some pitching for Josh Naylor, find another bat, and World Series champs.
It'll be nice for you.
Someday. But as I told my friend David Michael Hahn, you know, the reason I'm not special, people have come and gone from this planet and never seen the Guardians win a World Series or the Indians. It's been almost 80 years.
Or their team.
Well, I'm not special. They're not going to just win one because I'm here.
Well, of course they're not, but the Cardinals have won several because I'm here.
Yeah, that's the exact reason.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what other reason could you think of?
Correlation does equal causation, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you just said, but I do know that I've got some titles.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to watching this game tonight. There's nothing better for me personally than watching a baseball game. And your little plea on Facebook, would you rather watch your favorite team in a second sport? Or yeah.
And nobody answered with a straight answer.
Because none of those people...
Oh, I'd rather watch the World Series.
None of those people are baseball people. David Michael Hahn wouldn't know baseball if he held it in his hand.
Oh, he loves baseball.
No, he doesn't.
He's one of the biggest baseball fans that I've seen.
In fact, is he a sports fan?
Yeah.
Who are the teams?
You know, he went to Oklahoma State.
I'm asking, who are his teams?
The Royals, and he loves the Chiefs. He's a big Chiefs guy.
But does he really love them?
Yeah, he does. And the celebrity, he said, whose death most affected him was Kobe Bryant.
So he's a Lakers fan.
No, he's not, but it's just he's a sports fan. He played basketball. He's a good guy.
I don't understand how you couldn't want to watch the World Series if you're a baseball
player. But what if the Pacers are playing the Magic?
No one cares. You're going to watch that over the World Series?
You got Predators. You got Pacers.
No. Are you going to watch the Pacers?
You got Monday Night Raw.
What are you going to watch tonight?
I'll probably watch a little bit of everything.
We're going to zone right in on the baseball.
I probably won't watch the Predators against the Lightning. But
you're just trying to... You're trying to make some kind of statement.
What statement do you think?
I don't know what you're trying to do with the Predators. I don't get it. But you're trying to make some kind of a statement.
They've won a couple in a row now.
Like, watch me. I'm superior because...
No, I want to see if I can
follow
a hockey team. It's not been good so far.
They're 3-5.
Yeah, they were 0-5. They're coming. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to follow? KU and K-State.
The hot stove.
In football. Everything about baseball. Wichita State, KU and K-State in basketball. The NFL.
Yeah, that's a lot. So why do you get on me for following stuff?
But I follow it. But nothing compares to baseball. Nothing. If the Shockers were playing in the national championship game and the Cardinals were playing an exhibition against Houston in Kissimmee, Florida, I'd watch.
Right. Duh.
I'd watch Kissimmee, Florida.
Duh. But the Cardinals
aren't playing. You don't really
believe
that, do you?
Well, I would.
You would? Over a national.
If it was the Guardians? Of course.
You can't be serious.
You just said there's nothing better to you than watching a baseball game.
I was trying to make
a
point.
There's nothing better to me than watching my baseball team. I like watching
that
other
team,
baseball games.
I tried watching them, man. I'd rather. You know what I'd rather watch?
You tried watching them, or
you
watched every inning
watch?
Of every paint dry? The fly go up a drape.
There you go. Fly go up a drape.
No, watch it then.
That's from the Annals of Don Rickles, by the way.
You need to get some annals.
Fly go up a drape. Who even thinks about that? He saw a fly going up a drape one day and said, I'm going to use that.
Probably that's what happened.
That's brilliant. You understand that.
Well, he had the same act for 70 years. But other than that, yeah, he was
so
brilliant.
So now you're ripping into Don Rickles.
I love Don Rickles.
Why would you rip into
it? Let's not lie about it.
No,
let's...
he didn't really have an act. He went on shows and just ad-libbed it.
But I'm talking about his actual act where you paid to
see him. No, when he interacted with the audience, there was no act.
That was his act. And
right.
He didn't tell jokes.
No, he interacted with the audience.
He never wrote a joke in his life, which I'm okay with because he was one of a kind. If there had been 50 guys out there doing that, then, you know, he wouldn't have stood
out so much.
Whenever
he went on one of the late night shows, he's just riffing.
He's the best.
Riffing off the host, the other guests.
He's the best riffer of all time.
What he does.
There's no question about that.
No prepared material.
When you're the best in the world at something, you're going to.
Is he the best in the world?
I just said he's the best riffer of all time.
Was he ever the best in the world as a comedian?
It's tough. He came along in a time where there were a lot of funny comedians. Rodney Dangerfield.
But he was in the discussion.
He might be the best comedian of all time. I'm just saying I can't 100% give that to him without a lot of thought.
Thank you, YouTube, for saving all the Don Rickles stuff. YouTube's incredible. You know, when we talk about, well, I'd like to go back to the day, there's some elements of going back to the day that would be fantastic. Well,
that's exactly what you're doing, though.
Well, but I have a way to go back to the day.
Right, so you want to go back
to
the day.
So with modern technology, I'm able to go back to the day.
Right, but you still want to go back to the day.
But does that make sense?
You would choose to watch that live in the 70s than watch it on YouTube now, right?
Well, I don't know. That's too extraterrestrial for me. I don't know what that means. That's time travel.
No, it's not. I'm saying...
Do you believe in time travel now?
What have you enjoyed more? Watching Don Rickles the first time on something back in the day or watching it on YouTube now? Which did you enjoy?
I always had the anticipation of watching it live.
And you always...
Back in the day.
You always called me out.
Well, back when you were old enough.
It's weird that my personality has been the same for that long.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to show this guy a smidgen of reaction to this. I don't know why I was like that.
Because you're a jerk.
I don't know why I'm like that now.
That's why.
I don't know if I'd go.
It's not that difficult.
I don't know if I'd go quite that
far. Where would you go?
I don't know.
Now, rather than show me any kind of, I'd love to watch him with you. I'll be right there. It was,
And I had to stifle laughter.
Really? You stifled laughter?
Of course.
Why?
I just wasn't going to let you have the satisfaction, I guess. I don't know. I never liked being turned on to something. I'd rather find it myself.
So even with your wife, you don't allow her the pleasure of, hey, Jeff, we got I got this thing I saw. You want to?
Yeah, that's correct.
You don't do that with
mm-mm.
her. What a miserable life she must have.
I don't know that it's miserable. We run into disagreements occasionally.
Give her something, man. Although my wife's up there thinking, I've wanted my husband to watch the Bells of St. Mary for 25 years.
Well, watch it.
It's so hard to get motivated for.
What even is it?
It's a Christmas movie.
Well, it's almost Christmas.
I'm going to watch it with her.
2 months you have.
I'm going to watch it with her, and I'm going to watch it with her.
Make some popcorn. Have Misty down there.
Well, we haven't had a kitchen
in
5 weeks.
In 10 years.
Doesn't explain the other 10 years. But anyway, you let me handle what I do, and you handle what you do.
I think that's what we're doing.
That's I don't know how you get turned on to something if somebody doesn't turn you on to it.
You find it yourself. That's just what I said.
Something's turning you on to it.
Not necessarily.
Like last night, we were looking.
Maybe Breaking Bad.
Couple of days, we've been watching some of the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony stuff. With Foreigner and Kool and the Gang and Peter Frampton.
I heard Lou Gramm was out there
Lou's not doing so hot, but he was out there.
He sang like two lines or something?
Kelly Clarkson sang it, who, by the way, is unbelievable still. Still, she's not that old, but she was really good. But then we stumbled up on the 2023 ceremony, which somehow I didn't see, and Sheryl Crow being inducted. You know, I had a somewhat
Who inducted her?
I had somewhat of a crush on Laura Dern.
Okay.
And then Stevie Nicks sang with her. And then she brought out Peter Frampton to play guitar.
When are my boys Blues Traveler going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Do you pay any attention to Peter Frampton ever in your life?
Not that I remember.
Watch him play the
Frampton
guitar.
Frampton comes
someday.
Alive.
Watch him play the guitar someday. Oh, you won't now because I suggest
exactly. It. Maybe, but I will, but I won't
what
tell
What a jerk.
You. I will, but I won't
That's
tell you.
That's a jerk.
Why?
Definition of a jerk.
It is?
Let
me look up jerk.
Here's the definition. Guy gets a suggestion and turns his head on it.
A quick, sharp, sudden movement.
Dwayne Wade had a statue unveiled over the weekend. down in Miami. And it looks like the scariest Halloween costume I've ever seen.
I don't know what they were going for there. Doesn't look like Dwayne Wade. And I'm usually that guy that's like, okay, everyone thinks one thing. I'm going to do my best to try to come up with the opposite opinion. You just can't.
Why would you try to come up with the opposite?
I want to be like, okay, well, look at this. Or I want
to
be, you know.
It's okay to be like other people.
Right, but usually when that many people think something, there's some fallacies.
Usually they're right.
It's hard to say. But that's a brutal statue, and I feel bad for him. Hopefully.
Well, he seems to like it. Get it down. Do it again.
Right.
I'm surprised it wasn't taken away today.
I don't know what you can do with that. I don't know if they're going to stick with it.
LeBron needs to talk to Dwayne.
Wonder what the is there a LeBron statue out there anywhere? I would assume probably not.
I don't know.
Maybe at a school? I don't know.
I don't know if
there
is.
But there are going to be some LeBron statues out in front of NBA arenas someday in the near future, and I bet they, and I hope they.
Well, he just continues to add. You continue to have this anti-LeBron crowd out there, and I guess, whatever.
Well, we're in an age of hate.
But he continued. What do you have? He had a triple double.
Yeah, and just went ballistic in the fourth quarter.
And the Lakers are 3-0. And if you're not into that, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe that's my team. Just kidding.
They've beaten the Timberwolves, Suns, and Kings. I mean, line them up. That's a pretty good trifecta. They have the. I'm sorry. They've beaten the. Yeah. Now they have the Suns again. I don't know what you want from LeBron, but he's certainly giving it to you.
He's about to be 40, and he's still out there doing things that no one else does.
Well, I tried to tell you the other day, the guys on the floor, you had a quarterback in Indianapolis yesterday begging out of the game because he's tired.
I don't have a problem with that.
There you go.
He's begging out of the game for one play because he just ran around a bunch. And so what? He's tired. People get tired. Are you gonna question?
I listened to the guys talking on Get Up today about that.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Because you just don't do that.
Why?
Well, is Flacco ready to go? Hey, I'm tired. Get a guy out here. Flacco had no preparation.
He handed off the ball.
Right. If I was a coach, I would. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. You should always be ready as the backup quarterback.
Oh,
what if an injury happens right now?
Well, because they give you some time in an injury.
Well, maybe you should have faked an injury. I don't know. Would that have made you happier?
I can paint you into a bad corner with this one.
No, you can't.
You're trying to be different.
Oh, these guys, everybody's so macho, and you can't come out of the game.
It has nothing to do with macho.
No, of course it does.
You're out there. Play. You're tired? I've watched a lot of football in my life. I've never seen a quarterback come off the field because he's tired.
I don't know if it's happened or not. I don't remember it. But I don't have a huge problem with it.
Well, I do.
And I don't really understand why I should. I don't get it. Like, I don't get...
It's such a bad look.
I don't get why there's no middle ground here. Like, everyone's upset, and I don't understand
why.
I'm
upset.
But I don't get it.
Because I want my guy in there.
He was like 2 for 30 at the time. And Joe Flacco.
Well, then get him out of there.
Probably
Flacco's a better quarterback. But if you're going to be in there, don't raise your hand or tap your helmet or tap out, basically. Come on, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Guys ask out from being tired in basketball.
You run and you hit a ball and you get a triple. And you're going to tell me. Because that's a long run, right?
And you will be tired, but you don't have to run the entire offense on the very next play.
You get to go to the huddle.
You get
relax.
To stand on third base. And,
right, and the quarterback gets to go stand in the huddle.
For a few seconds.
No, not for a few seconds.
He's got to run back to the huddle. He's got to get his boys ready. He's got to clap.
Oh, my God. Really defending this?
I'm not defending it. I just don't have a problem with it.
You're defending it.
You got to run back to the huddle and clap?
Yeah, clapping takes a lot of energy.
You're serious.
Let's go, boys. Clap.
This crowd couldn't hate you more than they do right now. This is why.
I'm not.
This is why this is my show.
I'm not defending it. I just don't have a problem with
it. If I turn this show over to you, there would be
Do running backs not come out of
the
game?
Streets.
Do what receivers not come? Do they not switch out linemen? Big deal the guy was tired. Big deal.
I've never seen a quarterback come out of a game.
Well, now you have.
And I've seen many better quarterbacks than Anthony Richardson.
And how do you know he was just tired? How do you know he didn't tweak something?
Because he said it.
I know, but you can say a lot of things.
I ain't going to lie, I'm tired.
Right. You can say a lot of things and cover it up for something else. Don't want to give the opponent
Gosh, man.
Like what?
I raised you. You know what?
Said, I tweaked my knee and now everyone's going after
his
knee.
I'm going to say this for the public to hear. I don't say this. This may be the first time I've ever said this.
Say it.
I raised you better. I raised you to understand.
So why is the quarterback the only guy who doesn't get to come out because he's tired? Because
you don't have the next guy ready.
Well, Joe Flacco, he doesn't need to be ready to hand off the ball.
Maybe they didn't want to hand off the ball.
Jonathan Taylor played better than anybody on that team
yesterday.
Don't
try to change the subject.
That is the subject.
Don't change the subject. I'll tell you this right now. Not one time, folks, did I sit with my son when he was growing up and say the following words. It's okay to let your team down. If you're tired, Jeff, you just come out of that game.
Let your team
and
down.
And you deal with the ramifications. But I'll be there for you. If you're tired, son, I want you to come out of the game. And if you can sit down, that's even
See,
better.
See, it is about a macho thing. There's nothing about letting you know not having the other quarterback ready. It's all about this macho
attitude. We'll get you some
attitude.
Water. Jeff, I want you to make sure that you never get tired.
Right, because no professional athlete. They don't hold the oxygen tank to their faces after a 40-yard interception return.
What an absolute joke!
Everybody's tired. He gets
tired. Everybody
gets
tired.
To come out once.
Everybody's tired. It's a grueling game,
and he's got to run around.
Well, he's got to throw 50-yard
passes.
I've never been more ashamed of you.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I've never heard anyone defending this kind of behavior.
I don't know that it's behavior. I think the guy was just tired and needed a little breather.
Which is
what if he has asthma? I mean, well, you don't know. You don't know what this guy might be dealing with.
It's shameful what I'm hearing. I just have to laugh.
I don't get
there's really not anything else I can do. I just have to laugh and tell myself that if I ever have another child, and the odds aren't good, that I won't raise them. I'll do some tweaking.
Let's see what Reddit's having to say about this.
Anthony Richardson, 6 carries for 45 yards. He's used to running the ball, right? He had 6 carries for 45 yards yesterday. Did he come out on the other carries?
Maybe he should have.
My goodness.
Reddit's not happy.
Right.
That's the opposite of playing with heart. See, it's all these macho guys.
No, that's not macho. There is some element of macho to being a professional athlete.
Right.
Everybody talks as if macho is this horrible thing. You can't. You can't be macho.
Toxic masculinity, yeah, it's a bad thing.
I didn't say toxic masculinity.
It's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm
saying a guy can't be tired.
Are you telling me that you can play football effectively without some element of macho?
No, but I'm talking about the people who are complaining about it.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Who's more macho than me?
Me.
Name some. You?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so macho, I don't have to be macho.
That's just pathetic. If you think that's the truth, you're a liar. And
you've called me a liar a bunch of times today.
I've established on this show today that you're lying about some of the things you think.
No.
Or a lot of the things you think you know. Does that make sense?
No.
It's a horrible way to end the show because it didn't make sense yelling. To me either. What do you mean I'm yelling?
You're yelling. That's a bad way to end the show. End it peacefully. Say something nice.
Yeah, if you look good.
Tell me about how you're thinking highly of me.
I like that hat, that cap on you.
It's all right.
You ended the show poorly today. Do better tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow.
Well, not going to lie, I was tired.
Yeah, he's tired. Have a good night.